1220 AM, ICE Radio at MCC. Welcome to The Middle C, a public affairs podcast of Manchester Community College that examines important people and events in and around our learning community.
Welcome back to The Middle C. I'm today's host, Kevin Schutz, and today I'm sitting down with Sarah Liupa from Fresh Check Day. How are you doing, Sarah?
I'm doing well today, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing great. So my first question is, for those who might be unaware, what is Fresh Check Day all about?
So Fresh Check Day is a program created by the Jordan Porco Foundation, and its goal is suicide prevention for college students. And here at MCC, we make it a mental health and wellness expo. We try to garner as many community organizations and campus organizations together to show support for our students throughout that day. In the day, there's going to be activities for students to participate in, entertainment, as well as a DJ, photo booth, and a bunch of fun things for people to just do throughout the day and memorize the event.
That's awesome. So you actually kind of answered my next question a little bit there about what students can expect from it this year, but do you want to go in a little more depth about those activities and that kind of thing?
Yeah, so we have 9 booths this year. Each booth has an individual theme, and these booths are activity booths, so each booth will have its own activity for students to participate in. One of our feature booths is 9 out of 10. That booth will teach students and educate them about the signs of suicide in a friend or a classmate. The goal of that booth is to kind of showcase that 1 in 10 students struggle with signs of depression and have risk of suicide, and that leaves 9 out of 10 other students to kind of be aware and be in a position to possibly help.
So on that topic, what else do you hope students will take away from this event?
Oh, so I absolutely want students to be able to take away a sense of like self-empowerment and the ability to be able to help a friend in need, to know the signs, to be okay expressing their own signs, their own feelings, and to also give them self tools, skills, and resources throughout that day to help them. There are going to be a plethora of community booths. I think we have about at least 15 different organizations to kind of help students with various needs in their lives. We'll have some people representing health organizations. I believe we have Etchin coming in. And we also have Interval House coming in, which helps people who are struggling with domestic violence help find housing. And there's going to be a ton of community booths for students to interact with and gain resources that might help them in their personal journeys.
That sounds wonderful. I really do think that having those resources for students who are struggling is so important. So my next question is, as important as this event is, there's going to be some students who might be struggling, but they have class during the event there or other prior engagements. So I guess my question would be, if they happen to be listening to this but unable to make it to Fresh Check Day, what would be your biggest piece of advice if they're struggling with stress, anxiety, or any other barrier that could prevent them in living their life to their fullest?
Please reach out. Don't keep it isolated inside. That is probably one of the most destructive things, to think that you are struggling with it alone. While there are a lot of barriers to getting help at times for, you know, just stupid reasons, honestly, there are people who are passionate about helping, who want to be there and really, really care about your presence here. And we just want people to take away the feeling that they matter and to please, please speak up about what they're feeling. If you are struggling, and let's say you're not on campus even, and you just happen to be hearing this, 988 is a great resource. They are the Suicide Prevention National Line. They have helped people since they, believe it was a year or two ago that they fully got their own line shortened like that. Please, please reach out is the biggest piece
Absolutely.
Of advice.
So this way, everyone at home can mark their calendars. Where and when is Fresh Check Day here at MCC?
So Fresh Check Day is going to be happening October 23rd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the AST Tower. So that's our big tower on campus. It's going to be on the first and second floor. There's also going to be activities going down the art hallway where students can just kind of have freedom of expression to draw and paint down the art hall. Georgette, who is the other person who puts on this event, loves to call it sanctioned graffiti. And there's also going to be more community booths in the Village Center that are going to be representing problem gambling resources and I believe prescription drug information.
That is wonderful. It sounds like there's going to be a great mix of like fun events and very important information resources, and I think that it's going to be a really wonderful day on campus.
Absolutely. That's our goal. We really want to be able to combine the serious information but with the comfortability of a event where people can just enjoy themselves as well.
Absolutely. So if those people listening at home have any other questions, where can they find more information?
Please visit freshcheckday.com. They have their own section featuring Manchester Community College. And you can also always stop by on campus into the disability office and talk with me and Georgette if you want more information, if you want to personally get involved. We are always looking for volunteers. This event cannot happen without the help of people across campus. It really does take a community to show that everyone kind of cares.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk about this. And thank you in general for just helping put on this event. I really do implore every listener out there to come to this event and hopefully even volunteer.
Thank you. And thank you, Kevin, for being a part of this by, you know, hosting this interview and allowing me to speak about the event on campus.
Anytime. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Middle C, a public affairs podcast of MCC that examines important people and events in and around our learning community. Stay tuned to ICE Radio at radiofx.co. Keep your speakers on ICE.